Oh, I can't call its name, but I know.
A little bottle of, sometimes they use Mercurochrome and sometimes they use
iodine.
Okay. That's you still keep it?
No, I don't have any.
Okay. What about something that they used to give you for a fever? And it was a tonic for malaria, too. They say it's a white, bitter powder.
Quinine.
Okay. Do you still use that for medicine much?
Not around here that I know of.
Okay. If a man was shot and he didn't recover, you would say that he what?
Died.
All right. Is there any other ways that you might say that, that maybe to spare his family's feelings, that a sort of more gentle way of saying that he, instead of saying he died, you might say he
passed away, would okay. that do?
Okay. Any other ways, if there's somebody who had been universally disliked in the community, who had maybe been capable of helping other people but who never wanted to, how might somebody perhaps jokingly say, well, nobody will miss that old skin flint. I'm glad that he finally, any joking way that they might have said he died there. Anything like he kicked the bucket or...
Yeah.
You've heard of that one?
I've heard
Ian?
That one.
Okay.
Kicked the bucket.
Okay. What about if somebody died and nobody knows why? And they might say, well, he's been dead a week, but nobody has figured out what he... How would you finish that sentence? No one knows why he died. You might say, I don't know what he died
for.
Okay, is that how you would say that? I don't know what he died. He's been dead a week and nobody knows what he died.
Would with do?
Okay, what he died with. And that would mean like, well, he didn't die with pneumonia. Or he didn't die with a heart attack. Okay. If you say, what is the ceremony at the church or the cemetery at a death called? You know, when you there is the family goes to the church and they say so-and-so is going to preach the everybody who's going up to the church for the it's not a marriage ceremony, it's a
funeral.
And if people of the family are dressed in black, you might say they are in... I don't think they do that so much anymore at a death, but it seems to me they used to. What did they call it? To be dressed in?
Mourning.
And what are the different ways that you might respond when somebody says, how are you?
Well, I am... Very well, thank you.
Okay.
I'm okay.
Okay, what else? Just on average?
I'm doing good or okay. Things like that.
All right, if somebody is really troubled and you want to comfort them, you say, oh, it'll come out all right. Don't
worry.
And what about the disease of the joints? That you have generally as you get older.